I did have another word there, and it was along the lines of ominously is not the word.
Ominously.
Thank you.
I have to think about
I'm tired.
We have not drunk anything.
I'm extremely tired. I've been tidying the house this morning with my mother, and then we went shopping for furniture at a YMCA place where I bought a stool and four chairs for the grand total of £15. And then I jumped on the train and came over to Nottingham because it's media camp tomorrow. Hashtag MCN2. And I'm walking back with CJ. Setup went okay?
Yeah, no setup. Main thing, we've got Wi-Fi that we can play with, so that's not going to trouble us. And all the projectors are set up for anyone who wants to use their projectors. Presenters do have to bring their own laptops.
And the ambient sounds in the background are the dulcet tones of the local constabulary.
Yes.
To be honest, I was trying it out on the studio on with the mic. And no matter what mic I switch to, I can still get the background. I need to get a filter box that filters out constabularies, I think. But no, everything looks pretty cool. We just had a guy there, Daryl from Excel, who's sorting out all your infrastructure.
Yeah, they do the infrastructure. They were the ones that installed the fibre broadband in the first place. So they monitor all the ports and are the gatekeepers of the internet at Lace Market House.
You have to be nice to gatekeepers. I mean, yeah. We've got rid of a lot up to now, but the ones who hold the purse strings to the internet and the ISPs, we have to be very nice to. And we'll probably buy them food and send them chocolates afterwards.
But we have free food.
Yes. I mean, like, don't tell everybody, because I want to get lots of it before everybody else does. But no, yeah, so it looks pretty good. I just turned up about 4 o'clock, and I literally went up to the fibre studio, and like there was magically this settee sitting there, which CJ's managed to acquire from somewhere, which he'll probably tell you about in a minute. And then literally went downstairs, and the guy's putting all the access points and everything else, and the table set up, and CJ's set up a laptop with a DV camera on top of it, and that's all. It really has come on since last year.
Yeah, I mean it's the next step. I mean, it's intended to be the one step up from last year, so working on exactly the same model, exactly the same structure, a bit of familiarity, but a bit of extra quality.
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited about it because it's packed out for a start. And like last year, we had 20-30 people, didn't you? Something roughly like that.
Well, last year we had 30-40 people actually book online.
Yeah.
Only about 20 of those turned up, but we had 20 people turn up that hadn't even announced they were coming. This year, I've tried to stick to the people who sign up on the Eventbrite, and there's 56 people signed up.
Bloody hell.
And some of those people, when I've been contacting them saying, "Are you coming?" they've been really good at saying, "I'm ever so sorry, I'm not gonna be able to make this." So hopefully all those people who have signed up will get their free lunch.
You should be talking about lunch now. I'm starving Marvin, and all I'm thinking about now is what I'm going to eat in the next hour.
And now I'm about to tell you that she's cooking brownies tonight for us.
Oh.
So we're going to have proper cooked chocolate brownies.
Oh, droll. I really shouldn't tell me that, because now all I'm going to be thinking about is the chocolatey, gooey goodness of brownies. Anyway, we're walking back in some direction to some place. Stenton, is it? Yeah. I'm past that, but is this down that road where the other place is? Not the Amplify. What the hell's the thing called? Place that I've been to before.
City.
Oh, no, it's past Bio City, in that other place that was around the corner. Oh, okay. So, yeah, all good. Everything's all set up. You know, there's posters all on the wall. Susie O'Neill from Creative Nottingham has been helping out big time. They're doing live blogging and media production tomorrow, which will be awesome.
In room one is all set up and ready to run as well, so I'll tweet the link for that as soon as we start in the morning.
Cool. And so how many sessions are on tomorrow in each room, roughly?
It's 3 an hour.
Okay.
Every single one is full except two.
Bloody hell. It's going to be busy tomorrow.
Okay.
Right, that's it. I'll speak to you all in a bit. Thank you very much for listening, and I'm now going to feed the beast, which is my belly.